Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. Hello, you beautiful simps. What are you doing on Monday the 6th of June at about 7 p.m? That's right. Fuck all. So why not instead do something good on a Monday night for once in your goddamn life? Our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, the one where we give the business to Spider-Man and talk about horses too much, is doing a live show at the Retreat Hotel in Brunswick. It's free entry, seating is limited, you can't book, but you can rock up early and have a pot and a palmer. So what are you waiting for? Come on down and let's try and squeeze too many people into too small of a room for too little of a reward of seeing myself, Jackson, and the ever-effervescent Joel Dusha talk for too long. Tickets not available to purchase, just rock up on the night. That's Monday, the 6th of June, 7 p.m. at the Retreat in Brunswick. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts. Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
You pick it?
Is it easy just to pluck out?
Yeah,
or
you
is
just
it...
pluck it out. You need to give it like a little bit of a twist and it just comes, it snaps cleanly away. Inside the alpine flower, there is like a sap.
Hell, again, this whole thing is trying to get a bit better acquired with nature. So I will have a sip.
You feel like a sickening sensation in your stomach.
Ooh,
like acid is bubbling away inside of you. The cave has a foreboding aura upon it. Looking into its dark open maw, you get this sensation of trespassing. And after a few moments, you hear a low growling sound. Two pinpricks of light open up in the darkness. You launched cleanly and neatly past the wolf, land almost exactly where you need to, scoop some of the mushroom up, and keep going. You accidentally swallow some of the mushroom as well. You hear the third location before you get there. It's a thundering waterfall. It is so fucking loud.
Right, oh, that's very loud.
You are just thrown. You're shot like out of a fucking cannon.
I do not resist and accept the thing that is happening to me.
As a salmon, you land in the water.
This rules.
You tumble end over end and manage to right yourself and then kind of figure out your bearings.
Yep, cool. Great.
You can see below you in the water, there is like a thick mass of seaweed and other aquatic-based plants.
Okay. I try and sense that pull of the algae. And I head towards it. All right. I know where to meet Grey Dolph? Did he say?
No, he didn't say.
Yeah, okay. I hope I don't have to climb back up the waterfall. That would be a hassle.
I don't think you could. Even as a salmon, I don't think you could.
Yes. Okay. Is the water, am I swimming against like turret?
It's a lake.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. There's no obvious exit point, to be honest. No, actually, there would be a river. No, there is a river that connects to this lake. It goes to parts unknown, but you have no big force pushing you towards the river.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'll try and locate the algae as best I can.
As you move to locate the algae, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You spot it before it happens. A giant clawed paw strikes into the water and tries to scoop you up. You manage to slip in between and keep going. You look up and see a bear darting at you. All right, let's go to initiative.
Jesus.
Am I a salmon that thought he was a human that was once a spider? And before that, a fish man.
Boxes on boxes. Too much to unpack.
It's the bear's turn again. The bear strikes out at you.
Don't do that, Mr. Bear. Come on now.
The bear scoops you up. Oop. You are dragged out of the water, and you see an open bear mouth waiting for you. What do you do?
Oh, no. If he bites me, I'm going to turn into a man and explode that bear's heads.
Yeah, you've got one hit point, so any damage will immediately revert you.
Can I kick my giant salmon tail, body, flip, and try to squirm out of his bear grip and splash into the water and swim deep.
You can try.
Excellent. I will try.
You manage to deftly slip out from the bear's paw and land in the water. You start trying to swim away, but it is the bear's turn again.
Oh, no. No.
The bear dives in again.
Duck and tumble, weave.
You slip out of the bear's paw, keep swimming down, and you start trying to locate the algae. The entire time, though, the bear is coming for you.
Yes. Go right down. Hide behind.
You find algae. You find the algae you're looking for. It's floating, drifting down in among the plants. What do you do? It's still your turn.
I know. Once more, I'm going to have to put this in my mouth.
All right. You swallow some algae?
No.
Oh, what do you do then?
Not swallow.
Oh, you put some algae in your mouth. Does a fish have cheeks to store?
Hop.
Can a fish just hold something in
I
its mouth?
In terms of, like, the way tongues work, yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess.
It's
they
not a squirrel mechanism, it's a tongue mechanism. They got a jaw that snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm saying is, does a fish consciously swallow?
I mean, surely it would nibble on things.
Look, in any case, it's a dexterity check.
I was going to say, and sharks tend to do, like, you know, when they're testing out to
that's
see
a nat
something,
one.
They
you
bite.
Just swallow it. You just swallow it. You don't even have some of it in your mouth. You eat algae.
I pause.
Nat one, baby.
Part of me is just like, fuck. Another part of me is, maybe it's good. Is there any more algae?
You will have to keep searching, but it is the bear's turn.
Oh, maybe it'll make me immune to a bear.
Maybe at least the bear will be poisoned, you know?
Maybe I'll be immune.
The bear
to...
catches you, and you start being dragged up again.
No, that. Swim away. No. Come on, use my intelligence.
Nah, you're out of the water again. Ooh, you've been lifted back away from where the algae is.
I kick again. And try to get slip between its paws.
Not one, baby.
Oh fuck.
The bear munches down into you.
Well, at least, you know, if the bear swallows you, you turn back into a person, you can cut your way out of the bear.
Well, I mean, I'm not bigger than a bear, but bigger than you can't swallow me whole.
Yeah, but if the bear tries, if you can swim down the bear's throat.
I will simply explode out of there, causing myself some damage. Honestly, I don't want to do that.
You take 8 points of damage. One of them is absorbed by being a fish. The other 7, Glubble takes. You do not revert to a man.
What?
You still have hit points as Glubble, but you are still a fish.
I don't.
Oh.
Okay. You
something has
very
changed.
Quickly realize that something about... The nature spirit has meddled with your magic, and now you are a fish.
I need to get out of this bear's embrace.
All right. So you try to
have?
Free yourself. It's
have?
Your turn.
What do I have? Yes. What do I have? Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah.
You slip out of the bear's embrace. Excellent. Land back in the water.
Yep.
The bear tries to scoop you up again.
No, he doesn't.
He misses. Do it's fine. Good. You dart Excellent. Out. You keep going deeper. It's your turn.
Yeah, keep going deeper. Keep finding, try to, again, using the pool.
You find some more algae.
Okay, I will,
Dexterity check?
Dexterity check this one.
You manage to scoop some of the algae up and you keep it neatly in your mouth, in your little fishy mouth. What do you do?
I then try and, is the place I'm swimming, is it deep enough that a bear can't get me?
No, you're basically at the bottom now. The bear is able to get, the bear has waded into the water and is following you.
I'm going to, let's say, head away from the bear. Maybe towards the river? Sure. Surely that's where I should be meeting a grey dove. Can I try to convert back to a, no, I need to flee. I'll keep fleeing. If I can turn into a man, I'm not in the best optimal position right now and the bear will get me. And so I'm wondering if it's a damage thing or if it's a will thing, and I don't want to test it out right now.
All right.
So I'm going to keep heading forward.
You zip as fast as your little salmon flippers will take you away from the bear. You are, thankfully, much faster than the bear. The bear gets one last swipe at you as you try to pass it. 90-20. The bear scoops you up and begins...
Oh, he got a natty 20.
Yeah, he got a natty 20.
I thought I got a natty 20.
No, I'm sorry. The bear... Oh, two 20s in a row. The bear scoops you in and bites down upon you. You take 4 points of damage further. As the bear tears through your fishy flesh.
Surely this bear must be confused.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're really tough and gamey. The bear is not dissuaded by this because you still taste like salmon.
Okay, I will
try to escape.
I can't. Ooh.
You got a natty 20. You dive back into the water. As you're trying to get away though, because you start next to the bear gets another go. Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, I can't really... I mean, I cast a spell.
No, the bear misses. Swipes at you, and then you're free. You start swimming where?
Away from it, towards the river.
All right. You get in. Once you're in the river, it's clean sailing. You're free. You swim until you're certain the bear has given up.
I try and maybe test out to see if I can convert back into human.
You turn back into Glubble.
I definitely take the algae out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. I've already swallowed something. I swallowed it as a fish stomach, though. Maybe that'll change. Anywho, I go to the bank.
What?
What?
You go to the bank?
Yeah, the riverbank.
Oh. I thought this was some...
I'm gonna make a deposit.
I thought this was some language
floral-based deposit. Yes, the riverbank. The bank of the river.
Right. You return to the... Oh, you go out of the river to the riverbank. You do that fine enough.
I look around. Grey dove.
No grey dove.
Okay. I look around my surroundings.
You're in a forest near a river.
Right. And I've got the three plants.
Mm-hmm.
Grey dove just said he's going to do something with that, yes?
Yeah, it's used in the ritual to contact the spirit.
Okay, but I don't know how to do that yet.
No, you don't.
No, no, he's going to do it. Great of! I call out.
Yeah, no response.
Mm.
Without too much difficulty, you could backtrack. I mean, there's a river.
Yes, true. I will. I guess he's not really an animal, is he? Right. I start backtracking.
You get back to the lake. You see the bear that was chasing after you before. It's sitting next to the river, and you see it chowing on a salmon. When you approach, the bear looks up curiously at you, but then when it sees that you're a person, it returns to salmon.
Well, that's good. At least they got a meal. That's nice. All right. I just curtly nod to the bear. I hope that's the same bear as that we've met several times. Is it?
No, this is a black bear. It was a brown bear that you encountered previously.
Did it say hello and wave in bear? No.
No, it just kind of gives like a grumble. Just like a rah, rah.
Okay, that sounds like hello. Aww. I wave at the bear and I just start walking.
If you wave at the bear looks at its paw and then waves back.
I'll take that as a victory. I look at the wall, I guess
there's kind of like a cliff face before you. You could try going around or you could try climbing it. For the second time in too little an amount of time, you have a cliff face to scale.
Okay. Animal,
you could transform into an animal with a climb speed, you could walk around, maybe even yell. Great old
I call out. Hey, love.
Thundering waterfall seems to catch your speech, unfortunately.
I look for perhaps some kind of squirrel or a well, first off, as a ritual, mm-hmm. I will cast Animal Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I can find a tiny beast,
mm-hmm.
Like a squirrel, a blue jay, some kind of, probably hopefully something with wings, actually.
You find, a magpie.
Water.
Yes. Hello there. Can you please, possibly, send a message for me up there to a particular elf, Grey Dove? You might know him. I don't know. But he is the warden of this area. Lovely fellow. I probably explain a little bit too much in depth what he looks like. and like probably enhance the colors as they might have been, and sure. like the feel of his armor and those kind of things.
The bird turns its head to regard you with one eye. It seems to understand what you're saying.
Excellent, excellent. I keep going for a further couple more minutes than I probably needed to. So if you could just tell him that I'm down here, if he could see the send a message to tell me what to do, or I will wait here patiently.
All right.
If you tell him
the
I'm here,
magpie repeats in your voice the first 25 words that you said, because I think it's a limit of 25 words. Yeah, and a lot of them are ums and uhs.
Yes,
but I would say that the basic message is received.
I listen back and I say, perfect.
To the first 25 words, a full half of them being ums and uhs. The bird takes wing.
Mm, excellent. I am eloquent.
Moments later, Grey Dove is standing over the cliff face looking down at you.
I wave.
He waves back.
You want me? I gestured like around or...
He leaps off the side, and he falls, you see he like gives a little spinning flourish, and then right before he hits the ground, he slows to a crawl and comes to a gentle stop.
I was freaking out for so long, but I try not to show it. But I'm very silent.
When he lands, you vomit. Mm-hmm. It came upon you suddenly. You think you have a different... There is another... another sickness upon you. You've eaten the algae and it feels wrong. You have tremendously painful stomach cramps all of a sudden.
Your poor body. It's been a salmon.
Probably good.
On top of everything else, it was also a salmon.
What a day.
Tell you what. It's quite a day, but oh, what a night it's going to be.
Shut up in there!
Step away from the bars.
No, boy, I said, what are you looking at?
Get away from my toilet wine! That's my toilet wine!
Wow, that's an impressive amount of weight.
Well, Ben, you've really done it this time. 5 years at Burundara, medium security jail for nerds. Thanks a lot.
Me? You're the one that called the judge a hollow symbol of a broken system.
Yeah, well, he was asking for it. The whole system set up just to protect those with property, and I said people...
Ben? Emil? Is that you?
Lauren Bock?
What the hell are you doing here?
What the hell are you doing here?
I punched a Trekkie and the judge thought it would be fitting to put me in the Klingon language ward. And I gotta tell you, Raku Ba Dibu Chika Benuba Chika Miyaka.
Yeah. Well, we broke into D&D's for nerds, so now we're here.
Mm-hmm. 5 years. We're Dice Paper Roll, a D&D 5th edition comedy podcast, and we're going to miss our own live show at Comedy Republic.
The gig on the 4th of June?
That's the one. Not to mention the ones on the 2nd of July and the 6th of August.
Yeah, we're going to miss all of our first Saturday of the month, 3 p.m. gigs at Comedy Republic on Burke Street, just because we're stuck in jail.
Not necessarily. I have a plan. All I needed was two more people. Are you in?
We're in.
All right. So what we need to do is during our daily mandated Catan session...
Hey, guys, what are you talking about?
Oh, sports.
Sports? This isn't the fantasy football wing, and it sounds like you're trying to escape.
Quick, Lauren, what do I do? Should I shoot him?
What? No, Ben, where did you get that? This is Mark from Auntie Donna.
Mark from Auntie Donna?
That's right, they locked me up for cyberbullying Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. But what they don't know is I smuggled me old Motorola flip phone in nature's pocket, and I'm still at it.
I'll take that.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
That's it, you neck-bearded, miserable, book-reading, game-loving freaks. Time for your exercise. To the board game room.
I'm going to beat you this time.
Board game room.
Right. Follow my lead. Oh, God! God! Over there! No, now look over here. Turn around. Spin. To your left. The other left. The other left. Wee, wee, wee. Now down this tunnel. Okay, right. Keep your eyes closed. Keep them closed. Okay. On the floor.
You have killed me.
We did it!
Jack, what the fuck? When did you get here?
I'm not sure. All right, everyone, we've got to go now if we're going to make it in time for the show.
I guess this is where we say goodbye.
Boys, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Vegan tacos.
No.
I think we are, Lauren.
All right, Mark, would you like to be our guest and play Dungeons & Dragons with us at the Comedy Republic?
Would I?
Yeah. Would you?
Was it not clear? Yes. Yes.
Hooray!
It's 106 miles to Comedy Republic. We've got a full tank of gas, half a packet of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Jack, we don't have any of that stuff.
Oh.
I mean, let's just take the tram. It goes straight there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mikey and concession cards. Come on, let's see you, Mikey.
Oh, I know you.
Greg Pickering?
What the fuck?
You guys, it's so good to see you.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, I was so devastated when you all went to nerd jail and the podcast fell apart. I just lost all vestiges of joy and happiness and honestly, the will to live. So I did the only natural thing and became a Mikey inspector.
Oh, yeah, that makes so much sense.
That makes sense.
This is perfect, actually, because we're all on our way to the gig at Comedy Republic. We got Greg. Now all we need is Danny.
Danny? As in Dan Last? Gang, who do you think's driving the tram?
Danny Last!
Hey, guys. I drive trams now.
Danny, step on it. We've got an audience to slay.
Well, I'm used to railroading you lot.
Hooray!
Seriously, though, before we go, I am going to have to see some valid my keys or I will issue a fine.
Fuck.
Welcome to Metro Trams. To get your tickets to Dice Paper Roll Live on Saturday, June 4th, featuring special guest Mark Bonanno from Auntie Donna, just head to dicepaperroll.com. That's roll with an E, as in role play. The doors will be opening on the right-hand side of the tram.
I grab the algae, and I'm like, here's the third one.
He takes the algae.
Great.
Thank you, he says, as you place it in his hands.
I look here, I've eaten every single one of these.
you really have, and that's so funny.
Two of them were an accident.
He nods.
Salmon stomachs, not as great as humans.
Great Up has like a little satchel that he puts the algae into.
Yeah. What now?
Now we return to the druid circle.
Okay. I put out my hand as if to help be held again.
He holds your hand. You walk back to the druid circle. It takes some time, but you return.
Good.
Big T.
Yes.
You awake the next day, which is always good, you know? Giving the gift of another day.
It's my favorite bit.
In the morning, as you wake up, you smell cooking eggs and bacon.
Oh, I trot on down the stairs to meet my fate.
Well, you're still on the first floor, so you walk through a corridor to get to the kitchen.
I walk through the corridor to meet my fate.
That creature is bustling about cooking some eggs on the stove.
Oh my goodness! Oh, hey.
Morning.
Good morning. What's you cooking there?
Breakfast.
Oh. I count. Is there enough eggs for everyone? It's breakfast for everyone, yeah?
It's one bacon, one egg. And you see he's also cooking one bread.
Is this for you or for Sir Isaac Newton?
Breakfast for all.
Oh, so this is for everyone?
Yes.
Oh, Okay.
Breakfast served. How many egg? How many bacon? How many bread?
Oh, can I please have 2 egg, 2 bacon, and 2 bread?
He bustles out a plate for you, and then, how much did you ask, sorry? 2 eggs, 2 bacon, 2 bread?
I'm sorry, I'm not thinking properly. 3 egg, 3 bacon, and 3 bread, please. I'm very big.
With a spatula, he picks up one of the eggs, and as he pulls the egg out of the pan, you see another egg, kind of like 2 eggs were separating, like an amoeba dividing into two. Or a cell dividing into two. Whatever.
How did you do that?
Magic.
I got to learn. It would be a lot easier for me to cook if I could do it like this.
He serves you. He doesn't seem to respond to that. He serves you your breakfast.
Can I please have another? I was being polite.
How many?
2 more, please.
He does that, and then he gives you another 2 of each.
Thank you so much. Is anyone else up yet?
Yeah, you hear clattering at the table. You can tell someone else is awake.
Oh, I go out and sit at the table having, I don't know, I guess scarfed all my food already.
All right. You walk out and you see Isaac Newton is sitting at the table at the in his usual spot at the head. He's wearing robes that are slightly different than usual. It looks more like a nightgown as opposed to his regular robes. You can see, instead of like a wide-brim hat, he has kind of like more of those Ebenezer Scrooge style, basically his regular hat, but without the brim.
Is he just in a wizard sleeping outfit?
Yeah.
Is he wearing wizard pajamas?
Instead of moons, it's covered in suns.
Annoying. I love it.
Also at the table are Yeola and Chantel. Saren isn't here. Nor Adam. Good morning!
Good morning. Good morning, Chantel. Good morning, Yeola.
Morning, they both say.
What's your servant's name?
He does not have a name. I simply call him It.
He doesn't mind?
It isn't sentient.
Oh.
It's an automaton of my own creation.
Okie dokie.
It hasn't a mind to bother. Please, grab a seat.
I sit down. Did you end up sleeping well? I slept very well after my story. This is to Chantel.
Chantel nods. I'm glad.
But did you sleep well?
I slept, yes, very comfortably. The first time in a while, she says. Speaking of staying here the night, how long do you think it's going to take now that you know what you need to do? Well, it could vary slightly. It could take as little as 1 day. I could have it done potentially by today, or it could take as many as 2. Chantel stops and says, okay, so today or tomorrow? Yes! time has little meaning to a man of the realms of far such as I.
Well, that doesn't sound like it'll take too long.
No.
How are we making for distance? Are we getting close?
Yes, I don't know. You might actually have to have a look. I mean, we're walking at a, moving at a constant pace, but it would probably, I don't know when to stop. And unfortunately, my house cannot go into a forest.
Okay.
Well, not without causing significant damage.
I'll have a look then. Can I go to some sort of, stick my head out the door, go to a window or something?
Sure.
Consult my maps with my second to none.
You're right on track.
That's,
it's beautiful.
So good to know.
Yeah. You stick your head out and you're like, there shouldn't be any trees and I don't see any trees.
I love being as clever as I am. Okie dokie. Well, it looks like we're right on track. Thank you so much for directing your snail.
Beautiful!
Saren and Adam not awake yet?
I haven't seen them. I would suppose them to be still asleep.
Well, that makes sense. Is it early?
You don't know time.
Oh, but that makes sense. I mean, I only just woke up. I could have woke up later and then I'd be asleep.
All right, you have some breakfast. You notice that Sir Isaac Newton is having porridge where the rest of you are having eggs, bacon and bread.
Did the porridge come from a magic pot as well?
No, it came from my storeroom. But the food you are also eating came from my storeroom.
Oh, is that different to the pantry?
The magic simply summons it to the pan.
Oh. Can I try some of yours?
Very well then. He pushes his porridge down a little towards you.
I try some.
It's unflavored porridge.
He just didn't even need to say yes. You're allowed to have boundary. Okay, I give it back. Thank you. Did you want some of mine?
No, I don't eat meat.
That's good, I finished it. Why don't you eat meat? I thought this was magic meat. Surely an animal doesn't get hurt if it comes from nothing.
No animal is unharmed.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. the food here, while it has been prepared and acquired by magical means unknown to the human mind, an animal still does die for it, and I find that distasteful.
That's understandable. Sorry.
Then why do you have meat? You have no idea the sorts of foul creatures I must entertain. Lecturers, students, and other members of a university. He spits in the ground. I hate them.
Oh. Why don't you just make the meat out of the people you don't like?
That would seem, first off, impractical, as some of them I must maintain a cordial relationship with. And besides that, it is frowned upon to kill another sapient creature.
Okay, that's good
Pigs,
enough for
I suppose,
me.
Don't count, he says, and he returns to his porridge.
I think really hard into my tum and how my tum is feeling, and think, I guess my tummy does feel smarter. This is what makes sense to Tree Stump.
In any case, would you like to visit my arcane workshop?
Yes.
I've marked out a safe path for you.
I'm already standing and walking.
Please, let me finish breakfast.
Oh, yes, sorry.
You may also want to finish breakfast. It is not for the faint of heart to view the arcane inner workings of my laboratory!
I ate 5 eggs faster than any person has ever eaten 5 eggs on Earth.
You wolf them down. I assume for you, he finishes his meal laboriously. It is agony watching him eat. It probably doesn't take him that long, but for you, it feels like a million years. And you know the number a million as opposed to the word million now.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like, you wouldn't, actually, because you
No, I just know
read.
That numbers... Yeah. I can identify numbers. I would know the number a million is a number, not the word loo. Yeah.
If someone showed you the number a million and the word a million and said one is the number, one is the word, you could be like, that's the word, that's the number.
I'd kill it first go. Yeah. Tree Stump sits there staring at the bowl, thinking, the bowl is portable, you can take the bowl with you, but saying nothing.
He finishes his meal and then stands up.
Please. I stand up too. I stand up as he stands up. Whatever pace he stands up at, I've stood up so quickly that I'm upright before he is.
Please, follow me.
Okay.
You all walk after him as the creature begins collecting your plates behind you. You get to the staircase and you start taking a spiral staircase upwards. You go maybe a couple floors up and then there's a door there which Sir Isaac Newton takes out a keychain. He puts one of the keys in, unlocks, then a second key in, unlocks, a third key in, unlocks, and then he knocks 3 times. The door clicks one final 4th time and then swings open to reveal an entire floor that is just a magical workshop and laboratory.
I tuck my hands under my armpits.
You can see on the floor there is a white line that goes out. So it's kind of like a circular, imagine like a donut-shaped room. There is a white line that goes from the door into the middle of the corridor donut and then goes all the way around. It kind of like squiggles here and there for no discernible reason, but you can see that the line obviously tries to divert around a large or strange object, but sometimes it makes weird diversions or changes that you cannot comprehend the reason for.
Do we have to stay in the lines?
Please make sure that you do not venture too far from the line.
Okay.
It would be hazardous to one's health and also to my my workings. Oh, and if you look into a mirror and you see your reflection beckoning you closer, I advise you not to listen.
Okay.
Sorry, and in addition to that, if you see, perchance, a little hamster running about, let me know. I've been looking for him.
Okay. I wish Sarin and Adam were here. This is cool.
I would say, actually, while you were... Sorry, I didn't mention this, but absolutely while you were eating or finishing breakfast, Sarin and Adam show up.
Yes.
In that order. Sarin is here with you, but Adam had no interest in coming here. Or Adam certainly didn't get up from the dining table when everyone else did.
Oh, that's so boring. Just sitting at a table being sad. You could be sad and look at nice things as well. It's not a crime.
You follow the line into the room and then do the donut. You see lots of strange devices. Maybe the first part of your little tour around is all mechanical devices, like you might have seen at the gnome's place. In fact, you probably spot hanging on a wall the machine for patting a dog.
Oh, yes.
But you see many other strange devices and contraptions. Some of them are on and are moving or smoking or making a foul noise or smell. Some of them just sit inert doing nothing. Maybe actually as you pass some of the inert ones, they start moving, or as you pass some of the moving ones, they turn inert. One of them looks like a mechanical turtle. It walks backwards and forwards on a little table, and you can hear it saying something to itself.
What's this one do?
That is a mechanical turtle I have been working on. I wish to replace all organic turtles with mechanical turtles.
Why?
I don't like turtles.
Then why do you like these ones?
They're clean, he says.
How do they lay eggs?
They, like a turtle does, but they're mechanical and clean, he says.
So you still want turtles to exist, just not the ones that exist?
I love turtles, but I wish to replace them, he says.
But you said you hated... Okay, can I see the hamster?
If you want, you can, as you're walking, search for the hamster.
Yes, I would like to.
You search. As you're looking, you, like, peer... I assume you're not straying from the line?
No. Oh, my God, no.
All right. Well, you try to look as best as you can, but there are a great deal of nooks and crannies that you can't... You just can't peer around without trying to leave the line. And if you're not trying to leave the line, there's a lot of spaces where you're like, well, could have been there.
Okay, I don't try and leave the line. I want to be invited back, which is why... I'm looking for the hamster.
Well, as you walk, eventually, right before you finish leaving, or right before you leave the mechanical zone, if you will, you spot, right at the edge, a mirror on a set of mechanical legs that are walking back and forth. When the mirror turns to face you at one point, you see your reflection move, but you are not moving in that way. Your reflection kind of does like a little shh, and then tries to beckon you in. And you
I
see,
shake my head.
In your reflection, your mirror self steps off the path and looks and gives you like a big thumbs up.
No. I look away. No, I'm not looking in the mirror anymore.
Look. Just one sec. Look.
No, I'm not looking. Look.
No, it's okay. Just look one more time, then you can look away.
No, I'm not allowed. Oh, no.
Please?
Oh, no, I'm allowed to look.
I'll show you where the hamster is.
I look.
What trouble has Big T gotten into now? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. This is a message for all the seasoned and aspiring DMs out there. Do you wish to punish your players like the common dogs they are by rewarding yourself with treats? Well then, do we have the solution for you? Our patented Bad Boy cards will make your players' lives hell while making yours great. Are they mad at you? Good. Tell them it could always be worse and threaten to use one of these Bad Boy cards. The complete deck of 50 cards is available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, with each having a unique ability you can play in-game or hoard as a threat so your players never step out of line. We also have good boy cards available for when you want to treat your players to something good as a distraction to what's coming up. Grab either or both in a bundle while stocks last. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.